Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It was on this date in 1977. Roy Sullivan was struck by lightning for the seventh time.
Poor bastard.
He's in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most lightning-struck person in the world.
Now, was he a lighthouse keeper or something where he was prone to it? You know, someplace where he'd be outside near a high post of metal.
Yeah. Or is there something
a metal helmet
in your physical body that makes you more attracted to lightning?
It's got to be something he did for a living that made it more dangerous.
Yeah, I don't know if he was a sheep herder or what.
Yeah, he had to be out.
Sounded like he spent a lot of time outdoors.
Yeah. And after two, why don't you just stay inside the rest of your life?
He's still got to herd the sheep.
Right. It's not worth it.
No, you can't do
we
that.
We don't know if he was a sheep herder at all. You're just kind of projecting that on him.
Right.
It's a guy that's outside all the time.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah.
So he's a sheep herder.
Of course, I made him a lighthouse keeper.
I would think. If I got struck by lightning twice, the odds have to be astronomical that it's going to happen a third time.
Yeah, but what's the odds?
And a fourth time, and a fifth time, and a sixth time, and a seventh time.
Well, I think for us it does because we don't do our things outside. He must have been somewhere. Seven times?
But what are the odds you live through one?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you are just rolling the dice every time.
And what happens to your brain when you get struck by lightning? It's got to rewire your electrical system in your body.
Especially that's what I hear.
Seven times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not enough to consider an inside job.
Apparently not.
Oh, looks like Roy Sullivan was a park ranger. Oh, that's right. People quit hanging out with that guy.
Right.
Sure. Because seriously, he got struck by lightning so much, people quit hanging out with him. They wouldn't go hang out with him anymore.
We did that story, and park ranger makes sense too. He's outside all the time.
Want to hang out with the human lightning rod? Nah, I don't think so.
This says 90% of people struck by lightning survive. I'm surprised that it's that high.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I have more respect for this guy than the guy putting on all the T-shirts at the same time.
But I bet you it's a small percentage of people who get struck by lightning seven times that survive.
What?
God. He's no longer with us.
How'd he die?
He shot himself.
Oh.
He did?
See? He probably had some mental health problem.
Okay.
Or that, he's just getting tired and struck by lightning, man. He probably was out in the middle of the field. No, you ain't getting me this time. Yeah. He took himself out.
Yeah. What are you talking to your friends? Like, it'll get better. Will it? I thought that after the fifth time I was struck by lightning. It's happened twice since then. I'm out. This says the odds of getting struck by lightning twice are 1 in 9 million.
The guy never won the lottery either. He never won the lottery.
I can only assume that goes up exponentially for each time.
Right. Well, in that sense, you won the lottery. I don't think we've ever talked to anyone who's been struck by lightning.
The probability of being hit seven times by lightning is like 1 to 10 to the 28th power.
You know, he went, come on! After the fifth time, like you said.
No way it happens again. Hopefully he wasn't a dick about it. Be like, I'm electric. Shut up. Go outside.
He started getting bummed because
nobody would hang out with him, right?
No one would hang out with him. They'd see lightning way off in the distance and go, okay, we'll see you later. I'm not going to be anywhere near you.
I wonder if they did any kind of experiment on the guy to figure if he had some sort of waves in his body or.
Is there even a name for the number at 1 followed by 28 zeros?
Yes.
I don't know.
Impossible. What it's called?
Oh, I don't know.
Did he have a family?
Well,
they didn't want to hang out with him.
Sorta. I guess. I'm not sure. He apparently, it's a sad It's a sad well, story.
Sad ending, actually.
Because I'm trying to figure out the actual story, but I'm not getting it here. According to Wikipedia, officially, he shot himself over an unrequited love while lying in bed next to his wife.
Oh, my God, you're making it worse.
Who was 30 years younger and didn't even notice he was dead for several hours.
Oh.
All right, this is...
Thanks, Craig.
Yeah, this, yeah, this guy's
that's
life.
What you get for asking.
Yeah, it's our fault.
Sometimes there's answers.
You know,
so she's a heavy sleeper.
She didn't wake up when the gun went off?
I've given you the information I have. Do you want me to look into this more?
No.
Because that's where we go when we look into this more.
You can sugarcoat it every now and then.
I do.
She was just happy he's not snoring anymore. Finally, some peace and quiet.
Her gun off and she didn't lean over and look at him. All right, cool. The snoring stopped.
It was love. I thought he was just tired of not getting invited to barbecues. Right.
The number one film in theaters last week.
Oh, we keep.
No, I saw this.
In Trolls theaters. 2.
I saw this.
At theaters.
Not including streaming.
I have no idea what you
anything
now.
Like that. Pay-per-view, none of that.
Actual theaters.
Okay.
What's up?
Which?
Are they opening?
I'll give you a clue.
Are they opening in this town yet?
Gone with the Wind.
Some of them.
You're closer than you realize.
Okay.
Keep in mind that drive-ins are open.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And this is counted. The number one movie is Jurassic Park.
Oh, okay. They're showing on drive-in theaters. Okay.
Yeah.
More than one location?
Yeah. 230.
I think that'd be kind of creepy to see in the drive-in.
Yeah.
When they show the dinosaur coming in the water moving in your vehicle.
It'd be kind of cool to see it, right?
It'd be worse to see Twister when it gets to the scene where it demolishes the drive-in.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It does,
right. Yeah. Can you show Twister? Like, no.
Watching airplane crash movies on an airplane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we've got some horrible stories here.
You mean
it's the end
of worse than the guy shooting himself on unrequited love after being struck by lightning 7 times?
Yes.
Laying next to his current wife who's 30 years younger?
Yeah, I have a worse one than that.
All right, let's hear it.
Really?
Yes.
You don't want to wait?
For what? You got something else?
I got all kinds of stuff.
Okay,
here.
Then.
Tyler and I were once on a charter bus.
Yeah.
That charter. Featured a, it was a bus, and they had the movie going on the bus. It was about a plane crash. I forget which one.
No, it was a plane.
No. It was the bus on the way to the airport.
No. Then they put it on. We were in the plane.
Oh, that's right. It was a charter plane,
yes,
wasn't it?
Charter plane.
Yeah. From do that.
South Bend, Indiana to Omaha for a Husker game.
See, lucky Notre you. Dame.
The charter plane was showing the Wesley Snipes.
Passenger 57?
No. The Wesley Snipes.
Too Long Fu.
No.
Demolition Man.
Oh, White Man Can't Jump.
It was the.
Fugitive.
The follow-up, The Fugitive.
U.S. Marshals.
U.S. Marshals.
That's it.
Wesley Snipes escapes prison by a plane crash.
A plane crash.
Because the movie opens with a plane crash.
Showing the movie on the flight.
I thought it was on the bus.
Nobody stood up and went, really?
Nah, it might have been on the bus on the way to the airport.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Although I'll trust your memory more than mine.
Either way, it was bad.
Yeah.
I'm saying, we're flying. We're going to the airport here.
Yeah, you think they would avoid the plane crash movies at all costs on planes.
No, they didn't.
All right, guys, I've never been hit by lightning, but I've had 3 close calls so far. Remodeling a house in the foothills south of Denver. The house was hit.
Hang on.
Felt the hair on my arm.
Please come to Denver, she said. Boy, would you come home to me.
Hair on my arm stood up, then a flash of white light. Was moving a trampoline for work in a rainstorm.
Oh.
Lightning all around us, and the EMP from lightning. What's EMP?
Electromagnetic pulse.
Okay.
Wow.
Killed my digital watch.
Whoa.
And another time I was working on a farm.
Whoa.
That backed up to a field, saw lightning hit the field and dirt fly everywhere. That ended my desire to be outside when lightning is present.
Yeah, I don't like that. Lightning scares the hell out of me. Golf course, running from the car to wherever you have to go inside when it's lightning out. Because I don't care what the odds are, people do get struck. So they won the lottery, and that guy got struck 7 times.
He didn't follow, though, when thunder roars.
Right.
go indoors.
I bet that guy was insufferable at parties even before nobody was wanted to hang out with him because of the lightning.
He probably had a lightning bolt on a t-shirt he wore.
Yeah. Or, you know, he's like, hey, you know what? Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
You've been struck by lightning a bunch.
Yeah.
Big Chargers fan.
Yeah.
Wore all their gear.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The employee at the Chowder House named Brian from Alaska.
Chowder. Chowder.
That's pronounced Chowder.
Not in Alaska.
Oh, I guess not.
The employee at the Chowder House named Brian from Alaska tweeted to say, someone complained about me wearing my favorite shirt today on our Facebook page. Now I can't wear it at work anymore. He included a couple of photos, one of which was him wearing the T-shirt the customer had taken offense to that reads, hi, don't be racist. Thanks.
I like that.
The other image was a screenshot of a review left on the restaurant's Facebook page saying, really enjoyed your food and service, but this is a business, and as a customer, I'd prefer not to have your employees' ideologies plastered on his T-shirt.
Ideologies. That means she was a racist.
This isn't a professional shirt for work, and will be the last time I visit your establishment. I know my patronage alone won't affect you, but good luck with your social justice warrior campaign.
Social justice warrior campaign. Don't be racist.
Yes.
You got to take a stand against that.
Brian now says he misunderstood. His bosses were, in fact, upset at the customer for making the complaint.
Good.
And they urged him to continue wearing the shirt to work if he wanted to.
Good.
So many people tracked down the profile of the guy who had left the negative feedback to send him messages. He later deleted the review. Brian added an update to say that the bosses are ordering a bunch of the shirts so that everyone in the restaurant can have one.
All right. Very cool. Good for the bosses. How about don't be a dick? Can you wear that T-shirt?
I've got one of those.
Yeah. Says don't be a dick?
No, don't be a nutsack.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Nutsacks take offense to that? Hey, I'm just trying to enjoy my meal.
I want to be a nutsack.
Try to your agenda.
I think I have a picture of you in that shirt, Craig. Like, it was somewhere where you had a jacket on over it.
Yeah.
He's wearing this nice black jacket, and then right in the middle of the T-shirt, a black T-shirt, says, don't be a nutsack.
Okay.
I think it
didn't stop you, though, did it?
No. No. I think that should be your profile picture.
The Senate Intelligence Committee wants the Pentagon to release a public report on UFOs. The committee issued the demand after the New York Times reported the Office of Naval Intelligence continues tracking unidentified flying objects in a systematic way. In the past, federal officials have said a program like that existed, but it ended in 2012. The Intelligence Committee has directed the Director of National Intelligence and other agency chiefs to submit a detailed report on the investigation within 6 months. So maybe we'll know more. We'll see.
You think so?
Maybe, depending on what they think they should release.
I just read a great tweet from...
What?
A great tweet.
It's hilarious.
Wait.
Shut up.
Boy, we're just dying over here. Yeah.
Neil deGrasse
Tyson. We're just dying over here.
Look it up.
Hilarious.
Folks, look it up. Neil deGrasse Tyson. It
been, falling over
it
laughing.
It was yesterday. Craig's being a dick. I'm trying to move forward here.
That's a bird, isn't it?
You know how what? Can you? Great, when Craig, stuff's so funny like that.
Don't be a nutsack. It's about the about the galaxies and if we're the only ones, and it's arrogant to think we're all the only ones.
But it's so funny. All right, I just can't get past it.
Here it is.
You'd be inexcusably egocentric to suggest that Earth was the only place in the observable universe with life among the 100 billion galaxies, each containing 100 billion stars, orbited by 100 billion planets. Yet how terrifyingly lonely would it be if true?
I prefer to think the other one. Beginning of that, there's something else out there. And, of course, it's all about Jesus, too.
Sounds like he's drinking.
That's what I thought.
How terrifyingly lonely.
Can you imagine?
Easy, Neil.
Neil deGrasse Tyson getting high. Because he actually knows more about the universe than we do.
Yeah.
Like all of it. A lot more.
Like all of it.
Yeah.
All of it.
Like 10 to the 28th power.
Right.
More than we do.
But he might not be fun. Because you might sit there and say, whoa, what if there's like a universe on my fingernail?
Yeah.
And he'll go, oh, no, that's not possible.
Right.
He would be a buzzkill.
Shove it, Neil.
Right. He might be a buzzkill.
Totally
buzzkill.
It doesn't work because of this law, yeah. this guy,
right.
This corollary. Okay, then. Much fun there.
Universe.
You're not high enough, dude.
A molecule in some of giant's fingernail.
Yeah, that's all that bit.
That old bit.
Well,
yeah, that's what I would say. Yeah.
Yeah, the next two tweets on his timeline are to Hollywood debunking, you know, just completely blowing out of the water every Hollywood conception of aliens.
Yeah. Really?
So, he says, note to Hollywood, a space alien with no DNA in common with life on Earth should look more different from life on Earth than any two life forms on Earth look from each other.
I've always thought that, too, because the aliens in movies always look like
humans.
They're too humanoid.
Like, right. Oh, they're going to show up with ears and eyes. And yeah, okay.
Right. All of them in Star Trek looked like humans. Most of them.
They asked, like, a creator. It might even been the guy that created Star Trek.
Roddenberry.
But they talked about people as like you said, people like the space geeks would always say, well, they wouldn't look human. Well, filmmakers have no idea how to make things that don't look human. You know what I mean? Because that's what we base everything on.
Right. We don't know.
So I don't really blame them for that.
And you have to have somebody play the alien.
Yeah, you could be a... Now...
How do you cast, like, a floating orb?
I think a lot of those were based on concepts of, you know, when people said they saw aliens.
Right.
And you were asked to do a little sketch.
That little eye thing.
Yeah,
right.
They went from there. Here's a guy who got hit by lightning. Justin. Happened in Omaha, 93rd and Pacific, when I was 25 years old, yellow house in the northeast corner of the intersection. I had a shovel and a sprinkler basket in my hand. Felt funny, then a noise louder than I can describe and pain everywhere. Could not see or hear for about a full minute.
Whoa!
Ooh,
the
that's
homeowner
scary.
I felt gripping my leg, it had knocked her to the ground.
Man. What year was that?
Doesn't say.
What's a sprinkler basket?
Is he still limping?
That's all the information I have.
All right. Well,
Justin is free to follow up.
Like with Craig, I'm not. That's not the answer I want.
Well, and
you have to give me something. That
Nick wants to know what a sprinkler basket is.
Yeah, most importantly, let's get to Nick's question.
Yeah.
What's a sprinkler basket? Not what was it like to get hit by lightning.
Yeah. Well, they described that.
Maybe a bucket with a lot of sprinkler system parts in it.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. Could be something different entirely.
Yeah.
That'd be terrifying not to be able to see anything or hear anything for a minute.
Yeah, you don't know if it's coming back.
A woman described as a millionaire Instagram influencer.
Oh, yeah, that minute had to seem like hours.
Yeah.
A woman described as a millionaire Instagram influencer. Anastasia Tropitzel. She was hanging out with her Ukrainian boyfriend in Bali. She was filming herself riding her new Kawasaki Ninja 250 motorcycle at 60 miles an hour.
Oh, this is the horrible story, right?
Gotta figure.
Yeah.
Gotta figure.
He stuck it
in that direction.
He stuck it in. Yeah, go ahead.
The way he's setting it up, it doesn't seem like it's going to end well.
Right.
The 18-year-old influencer was riding alongside her 30-year-old boyfriend when her bike began to wobble as she lost control. She slammed into a roadside fence.
And?
She's dead now.
There you go.
The Gold Coast Bulletin reports that an unreleased video of the incident shows her panning her phone around to show the sunset over a beach before focusing on her own face, smiling in the wing mirror.
Oh, no.
Worried more about the Instagram feed than the road.
So you tell me the video shows her smiling into the mirror as she collides into a wall?
I've given you the information I have.
Oh, I don't know.
The video cuts off abruptly.
She influenced a fence.
Yeah.
No, I think it was the other way around.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.